It's been well chronicled. I've lost my edge.
Did you ever have one?
Whether I did or not, it is no longer with me. I do not have my edge.
Uh-huh.
The whole reason I didn't take the Zoloft 5 years ago when it was prescribed for painful rectal itch, and now it appears I would have lost it anyway.
It's not a joke, by the way, if you're just joining us.
That's real. If you're new in the last 5 years, yes, I was prescribed Zoloft for painful rectal itch.
Who knew they came in suppositories?
Not me. You should have seen them at Carowinds when they confiscated. My God.
Are you taking these pills? What do you think I'm doing? Shoving them up my ass?
What says here?
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris Dim just said, didn't Biggie have some sort of factoid he was going to share with us at the ass end of the Power Hour today? He said this off the air, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And Chris Dim said, well, let's try to remember 24 hours ago when Biggie said, I have a fantastic Seinfeld factoid to share with you, but we don't have time, and we'll do it exactly 24 hours from now, which is at the end of this hour, the ass end of the Power Hour. And so Chris Dim said it just like that, and I said, I don't have any memory of that whatsoever. He said it was 24 hours ago, and
in this room,
we recorded and edited a three-minute piece that we were going to play back, to which I said,
I have zero memory of that whatsoever.
Did it yesterday.
Almost, in this room, in that chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 hours ago.
Yeah.
I did that for airplane.
When I speak, you listen. It's very clear.
That's right. You know, now I'm remembering it. It's a great factoid. Biggie's going to give it to us at the end of the Power Hour here. So we're, 50 minutes away from it. But I think your version of it is better than the player himself who was on Seinfeld. I'm going to let you just tell it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can.
To tell the factoid. Incidentally, that came about because we were talking a little about Seinfeld.
Someone scammed somebody.
Art Vandelay.
With, I guess, duped people into investing into Vandelay Industries.
Well, he had duped many and he was creating these fake companies.
That's right. And one of them was Vandelay.
And one of them was Vandelay Industries, which is a Seinfeld staple. Like George Costanza created Vandelay Industries.
And he used Vandelay a lot.
A lot. He was, at the end of the show, the final episode, the judge in their court case was Arthur Vandelay. We discussed all this. Afterwards, fact checker Rusty sent a supercut of every single time Seinfeld on the show, any of the characters referenced Art Vandelay. And I deleted it.
Yeah.
And Chris Dim said, did you get that awesome supercut of Art Vandelay that Rusty said? I was like, man, I just blew right through that. Now, Rusty's all over me about my gas facts. I said, Big Gas doesn't want you to hear this, but fill up only in the morning. I've gotten half a dozen emails from Rusty saying,
this is trash. This is wrong. Every bit of it is wrong.
I hate to say this, but as soon as you started in on these gas facts, our messages, my email lit up. All these are wrong. This is wrong. He's wrong.
Just old tall tales?
Yeah, tall tales, stuff they've heard before. This has been proven wrong.
Cars don't work like that anymore.
Yeah, you're talking about old cars, and new cars have EVAPs and this and that. I mean, you, without knowing it, were taken apart so quickly.
That's Big Gas getting in. That's Big Gas. That's probably, check your call records. Who called in? Oh, Exxon, Texaco, Mobile.
Conoco,
Washington, D.C. up there, Texas, Landman. Oh, British Petroleum. They don't want these secrets getting
out. Dubai.
Well, I'm the only one speaking the truth on this thing.
Well, this one's going to hurt the most, and it does involve your edge.
Yeah.
One guy simply wrote, you've done this twice before already. It was wrong then. It's wrong now.
I can't believe it.
I don't know if you need to tear that out of the grid or.
I'm putting that front and center in the grid. That thing's going right back in the grid. The more they protest, the more I know it's
every
true.
Time there's a big travel holiday.
Yeah.
Right. Bring it back.
He said he doesn't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that you keep doing it or keep getting it wrong.
I'll tell you something. You get the grid for Memorial Day weekend. I'm doing with my guest facts.
That'll be your lead.
That's right. Bring it.
Morning only. Never let it get below half a tank. That's been believed for a long time. You said your father was into that.
My dad was he had weird car things.
Mm-hmm.
One was the gas. It couldn't go below half. He was very big on tires. I mean, that man was out there with a tire gauge constantly.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, he was very into his routine maintenance.
Well, if your tires get too low, you do lose gas.
Oh, yeah. He was very into that. And this is the old school tire gauge where you had to unscrew it. And I'd, 7:30 in the morning, my door would open. He'd be like, I just checked your tires. I'm like 16. I'm like, what? Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's like, do you know you're 1 pound below where you should be? Are you checking your tire? Because he made sure I had gas gate, you know, the gauge in my car. Mm-hmm. You got to check it every time.
One time. Now, I was driving that Acura, the 98 ACC, and we used to have Bill across the street. He was the mechanic who would, like, if you had something wrong with your car, it was literally right across the street.
Yeah.
He's retired, but he used to take the car over there once in a while. And he said one time, you're 10 pounds low. And I was like, thank you.
Thank you. I've been working.
He said, no, dumbass, your air pressure now. Your tire pressure is 10 pounds less. Like, really? He goes, yeah, 10 pounds. He's like, that must feel like a flat. I was like, I don't notice, man. I just try to stumble through day to day. That's all there is to it.
Now, when the tire pressure, you know, they started becoming automatic to check, my dad didn't trust those.
Oh, he didn't trust the automatic?
No, I'd pull up to a machine, and he'd be like, pull off.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was very weird on his car routine maintenance.
Your dad and my dad were similar. My father never trusted, I told you this, the automatic window where you roll them down and up. He always preferred the crank. You know why? Just one more thing to break.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This will never break. The crank window. He never owned a car that had automatic windows or door locks. Do it yourself manually. He's like, how lazy do you have to be not to be able to roll down
the My dad window. He didn't know how to change oil or anything, but he became like great friends with the guys at the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was always taking our car. It was like his thing was to take the cars over there and have them worked on and sit and talk with them.
Let me ask you this. Of the four things we talked about, now, again, this was from some guy on TikTok who says, Big Gas is afraid of me because I speak the truth. If none of these things are true, I think the one about not letting your gas at least get down to, like, the very bottom, I do believe that. Like, if you get down to the very lowest, like, where it's on E all the time, don't you think that does put more debris in your gas line?
So, I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't. No. I don't think the modern car gas interface has
Let me stop you there. I don't drive a modern
That's
car.
Right.
True.
I drive a 16-year-old car.
The argument with the full tank, I've had a few emails now, is that it's the basically the fuel injector. It keeps it, the gas keeps it cool. So once it becomes out of the fuel, you want to keep it submerged.
Well, I'll just tell
or the gas pump, sorry.
Let me tell Rusty and everybody else, I won't be a slave to Big Gas like the rest of you. I'll keep shouting the truth, you know. I'll be the guy, I'll be the canary in the coal mine to tell you, here's what you're doing wrong with your gas, and you all can believe it or not believe it.
Well, you know, in that scenario you just mentioned, Kelly, the canary dies.
Dang it.
That's a fact. Every time.
I mean, they have to.
Every time. The canary.
Yeah.
The canary.
Yeah, so the miners can get out.
That's a good point. That's okay. That's a true statement.
Are you willing to die?
No.
And
in
fact, take?
Why am I fighting Big Gas? I love Big Gas. You know, that's my
you're a Big Gas man.
Exxon's my company. Like, yeah, go
check
for
your
it.
Stock portfolio.
Own plenty of it. Can guarantee. I was the only one that fought for BP while the
against the Gulf,
and I fought for Valdez. Exxon? I fought for Exxon. I was like, how could they know that one guy was a drunk? You know,
one ship
Hazelwood on the Valdez. The other. Moment ago, we had the story of the woman who has been practicing dentistry out of her house for 8.5 years, to which Biggie says, I'm
starting to look at it.
Does she have a card?
I'm really considering.
Is the practice still open?
You have a website? Can I go?
Yeah. I think these are things we need to start considering.
He's navigating the American healthcare system. It's been an issue for him, for sure. Well, I just read this. A new poll of 20,000 Americans. 60% say, I lie to my dentist every time I go. I tell him I'm flossing or brushing more than I really am.
Of course.
60% of us lie.
60% of us lie to our dentist.
And it's probably the most easily disproved. I mean, if you're a dental professional.
Well, that was the next thing, is that they all said, do you think your dentist knows? And they were like, yeah, they know. And the hygienist knows.
Of course they know.
Of course they know.
Because they got to take the tools. Yeah. And get the tartar out.
Well, as soon as I say, well, I've been flossing, and then they start to clean, and it bleeds.
And you hear that scrape, 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 scrape.
And she'll say to me, boy, I don't know. I feel like you're not flossing as much as you're telling me, you know. And it's and I said, well, I've skipped a day or two. Well,
I don't know that I've ever seen them put that in a chart, you know, because now, like when I go into the office, everything's electronic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they took the x-rays, they pop up on the screen instantly.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know that I've ever seen anyone go in there and enter, says he flosses.
But doesn't.
Liar.
He's a liar. They're so good, in fact.
Oh, you've been flagged.
Listen, Do you remember a guy who used to work here named Dave Aiken? Okay.
Dave Aiken.
Of course.
Remember that?
Dave Aiken. Sat right there.
Sat right across from me for years. Miss him. Still miss him. And he gave us something one day that really stuck with me. He knew a dental hygienist. This is sexual. He knew a dental hygienist, and she told him, you know, when you come in, and this is mostly for ladies now, we can tell if you've, like, within the last couple of days, given a man pleasure. And I said, Dave, are you serious? And she goes, oh, yeah, we can tell. There's, like, tissue damage
or soft tissue
bruising on the back of the throat. And she's like, we look at you and go, she's been down there. Mm-hmm.
Look at her. You can tell, look at her.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, come in, have a look at this little slut.
What?
Nothing. I said rinse and spit. Go back to sleep, you whore.
I will never forget when Dave said that. I was like, are you kidding me?
That sounds like two beers in talk.
Definitely.
I
Maybe
believe
three.
It. I totally believe it.
Of course you do.
I bought that hook, line, and sinker. When he said it, I was like, yeah, I just could not believe it. But he swears that a dental hygienist friend of his says that you can look in there.
Not a cucumber salad.
Nope.
Not a hot dog. We can tell.
No.
We know. Penis mark.
We know. Up. Got you right there in the upper quadrant.
Look at the occlusion.
Of all of Dave's greatest moments, drunk out of the golf tournament, Neckvember, all these great things.
Brilliance.
So that's the one. It was about this time. I remember it was late. It was in the power hour.
Okay,
and he was saying, oh, yeah, they can tell. If she's been down there.
You know.
Like, what? Fantastic moment on this program. And I've believed it ever since. I have believed that.
Yeah,
ever.
I'm sure you probably mention that to any of your pickle pals who might be dentists or in that field.
Yeah, I'll say it on the pickleball
court.
You
know what they're saying.
You know, they know when that's been going on. When a lady's been down there, they know. Thank you, Dave, for giving us that. I'll just say that.
For so much.
Now, he called me low rent yesterday, but other than
that. Yeah, because you like a cookie skillet.
I like a cookie skillet. I said as much on a text chain, and he's like, you're low rent, you're white trash. What do you want?
I miss you.
I do.